We had two things that we had to do this holiday. I had to renew my visa. I have a 3-month visa that allows me into the US. And once I get it, it only lasts 3 months. And it expired in January the 11th or on January the 11th. And so I haven't been across the border since then. On next Thursday, I've got to go to Disneyland with the kids. It's a school trip. And so I needed to renew my visa. That had to be done. And we also had to do the license plates on the car. They were supposed to have been done in January. We'd sort of have not got round to doing it, and it's now April and the fine's slowly growing bigger and bigger, so we needed to pay those off. And those were the two things that we had to do in the holidays. Obviously, they got left until the last moment. We'd heard from Betsy that you could go to San Isidro, the border crossing there, and just queue for your permit, get your permit, and then come back, and it was going to be a quick time. And we'd already knew that queuing for the license plates was going to take forever, especially as it appears that Maria's driving license had also expired, and so she had to get a new driving license. So that was going to be hell. What we decided to do was to do them, obviously, on the last days of the holiday. Thursday night, we thought, would be an even faster time, because who the hell is going to be crossing the border Thursday night? So we'd go, get the permit, that'll be done in about 10-15 minutes, and then we get up really early Friday morning and try to get to the car driving license plates area and get that all done from 8 o'clock onwards, presumably till midday. And it all went totally wrong, in the whole sense that it took 3 hours to get the visa. We spent 3 hours queuing because there was a heck of a long queue. There was only a couple of people working behind doing the photography and the digital fingerprints and all that. I spent a certain amount of time talking to a border guard, or not talking to a border guard, listening to a border guard, who unfortunately was in at his most, let's say, not very sociable, as he decided, one, to attack sort of England, and why the hell would I want to live in England? And obviously, I didn't want to live in England. I wanted to live here in America. Except then when I turned around and said that I was actually living in Mexico, we then had to listen to another rant about Mexico and drug cartels and everything else. So it wasn't a great evening, and it wasn't particularly great when I got to the border guard, when I actually got to the actual guy to get the visa, because there's always this heart-stopping moment when they suddenly look at you and go, no. And much as I don't go across the border that much, it would be terrible to lose the ability to get across the border, because there are those one odd things that I do like to go to do across there. So that took 3 hours, which was a total shock to the system. We came home, went to bed, and got up fairly bright and early. Well, bright and early for us during the holidays at 7 o'clock. Got ourselves ready, out the house, drove round to the driving license plate place, got there at about 8:05, and we were out of there by 8:20. In other words, it took 15 minutes to get a new driving license and to get the plates done on the car, which was a total and utter shock to the system, because we mentally geared ourselves up to being there till midday plus, and for generally hating the rest of humanity. We came home, and strange enough, we were met by the caretaker of the building, who we never ever see, because he's caretaker for about 25 buildings, and he was there. His first words to us was "Buenas tardes," which is good afternoon. And we honestly thought it was afternoon, because it seemed like most of the day had already gone. Anyway, with nothing else to do, Maria cleaned the flat. She had a whole big, ginormous spring clean, which was going really well, till the caretaker decided to power wash the windows. And then we ended up being flooded out, because the windows aren't very well sealed. And at that point, I noticed I'm running out of time. So I will catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.